Blog Talk Radio.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I was in love till it hurt.
The third test is a test of intelligence. Find a way to get some hoes over here.
Get some hoes over here. What y'all niggas know about
Facebook?
Hey, wait, yo, or the mother, I heard about this. You know what I mean?
I know a lot of girls on my
Facebook. Page.
I mean, I don't really pay much attention to them though, cause I bees all about my paper.
Hey, yo, you talking to girls your age or grown up girls?
And grown up. They got little pictures of each one too, so you can see what they look like.
And you can reach these hoes and tell them to come over here and get bucket naked.
Yep, yep.
How many?
I don't know, about 100, 110. See, this search engine hooked it up so that I can find all the hoes in a 50-mile radius that are fans of your music.
Hey, yo, dawg, you like a motherfucking computer.
Wait.
Jesus.
Damn.
Want me ask them to come over?
Say, baby girl, hey, boo, check it out. Come holler at a tip one time with your fine yell ass. Come here, boo, let me holler at you. Come on, f*** you then, bitch. Bucket mouth, hoe.
Well.
Not bad for short notice.
So am I in the crew? Do I get a chain?
Come back tomorrow, partner.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the Question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And if you're tuned in or listening to this right now, of course you're listening to Slap Sundays. I don't know how many people are tuned in because, shit, I've been dropping the ball a lot lately as far as promotion goes, sending out emails, this, that, or whatever. I can't even lie. But at the same time, I mean, I hope you realize, you know, if y'all realize how things go over here on Bang Out Radio, this is true reality. You never know what's going to happen over here. And then, at least as far as I go, when you're not stable yourself, it's hard to keep things stable around you, in a sense. You know what I mean? So, especially when you're on your own doing it. But, no excuses. We here now, so this is what we're going to have happen, all right? First off, as always, shouts out to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey, because, again, without her creating Bang Out Radio, wouldn't have nothing going on anyway, all right? So thank you, boss lady, for allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing for not only myself, but for also all these independent artists, beauties, co-hosts, anybody that comes through here trying to fuck with that reality, all right, and trying to do something with theyself and trying to be on point with theyself, all right? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, next, all independent artists, keep sending me your music, all right? dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All right, when we are in motion and full swing over here, I got 4 shows, 3 of them play music. We will find a place for it in rotation, all right? So don't get it twisted. And then again, all the music I receive will be amongst the first and the played on the following shows when everything's back up to 100%, all right? So don't even trip. And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, again, to support me, to support anybody that comes through here, to support my co-host, anybody that supports reality, anybody that supports independentness, anybody that supports Bang Out. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because, again, without y'all doing what y'all doing, again, we wouldn't have any, it just wouldn't happen, all right? I know I can't do it myself, so I'm not going to act like I can. So we are all in this together, all right? Us, y'all, music, musicians, just everybody, all right? And I want this to be the spot for independent music, all right? Fuck what everybody else got going on, and that's just how I feel. And, yeah, as far as tonight goes, a lot of things I may touch on tonight. Like I said, no telling where the night's going to go. We never know where the night's going to go, but we will find out, all right? So let's just get to the slappers while I still get things situated on my end, and we'll be right back, y'all, all right? Dagger, Slap Sundays. Holla at y'all in a second.
Body rock. Say, bitch, I make your heart stop.
For real? Probably had some bitch riding around in the marrow with you.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
DJ Twistify.
Wake up in the morning, pussy on my mind. Gotta get into a young nigga on my grind. Hop right on it, I ain't wasting no time. I beat the pussy up, girl, I ain't even lying. She bust a quick nut, I ain't even fucking trying. I got a dope dick, she feel it all in the spine. Out of all her niggas, I did it better. Yeah, I got a wetter, had him in spinning letters. Love her, she never let him, all she doing is playing. Less than 1 week, I promise I bet he met her. Fucking and riding better, keep me in, watch me get it. Fuck her up, like paper, new rubber, she let me in it. As I'm finished, watch your head be spinning. Speaking of head, I hit it up like a Venice. She holla, Jimmy, but Jimmy got shot. Go hawk in the pussy, twerk it back and make it pop, yeah.
Twerk that shit, twerk that shit. Pop that pussy, girl, pop that pussy. Girl, twerk that shit, twerk that shit. Pop that pussy, girl, pop that pussy. Girl, twerk that shit, twerk that shit. Pop that pussy, girl, pop that pussy. Girl, twerk that shit, twerk that shit. Pop that pussy, girl, pop that pussy. Girl, shake, shake it to the left side, pop it to the right side, yeah. Shake, shake it to the left side, pop it to the right side.
Girl, shake that ass to the left side. I stick my teeth in the ass like a python. Go hard on the hoe, I'm Yakko. Don't push, you might get knocked, bro. I swear I got the club on lockdown. Throw the way the key, cause the night is going down. She know my own, she can damn for my damn watch. Street off the block, made it hot, now my name pop. Put my hair back. Make sure it's not stankin', stick my fingers in the pussy. Take a peek, then make sure it's looking good. She say, stop playing, give it to me like I know you could.
Twerk that shit, twerk that shit. Pop that pussy, girl, pop that pussy. Girl, twerk that shit, twerk that shit. Pop that pussy, girl, pop that pussy. Girl, twerk that shit, twerk that shit. Pop that pussy, girl, pop that pussy. Girl, twerk that shit, twerk that shit. Pop that pussy, girl, pop that pussy. Girl,
it to the left side, pop it to the right side, yeah. Shake it to the left side, pop it to the right side, yeah. Shake it to the left side, pop it to the right side, yeah. Shake it to the left side, pop it to the right side, yeah.
No quiero, 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 no qui quieras, entiendo tu desprecio, entiendo tu rechazo, el mundo me hizo necio. No pido nada, solo verte libre de mis cadenas, corre, vete y vive. Eres perfecta, dulce sueño tierno. En mi panteón maté todo tu tiempo. Lo siento, China, la calle me hizo malo, pero el hambre me hizo meter mano. Estoy perdido, a punto del suicidio. Ven a mis brazos, dame de tu auxilio. Y te pregunto y siempre pones pero. Me contestas, lo siento, ya no quiero.
Guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good. Good so far.
All right.
Nothing yet.
Cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale that Lois was...
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who will be having an...
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm going to...
Oh, boy. That means I win. I get to eat...
Oh, God. Why didn't anybody tell you? Oh, my God. My insides are on fire. No, please. No more.
Dad. I'm scared.
Get the phone. Call 911. Lois, get in here.
Okay. I think it's all gone.
I don't want it.
Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Chris, sounds like they're in trouble.
Oh.
My God, why is there vomit everywhere? Is that the Epicac bottle? Oh, no. No, please, not this.
Oh, God, it's not going to be coming out of us. It's going to be going... Oh, dear God. Oh. Yeah, what the hell? I don't want it.
Man, I'm scared.
Stewie, I don't care what it takes. We have got to fix this. We just ate so much vomit.
Ryan.
What up, people? This your girl, Tamara Bubble. If you're listening to this, then you better keep it locked to Bang Out Radio with the Dagger, playing all and only independent artists from around the world. R&B, hip-hop, rap, don't matter, as long as it's independent. So make sure you tuned in for the West Coast Wednesday Hump Night from 9 to 11 with Queen V and Slap Sunday from 7 to 9 West Coast time. Bang out, Bubble on.
That's right, y'all. We back. The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Bang out radio, reality radio. And if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always, just chill in the queue. Or you press 1 to holler at us. Now, I don't know, so many different things to talk about. Happy belated Thanksgiving to everybody. You know, I hope everybody's out there eating, doing what they have to do and everything. Family, everything was all good. Mine was kind of rough. We may get into that a little bit later as well, but I want to make sure, you know, you give thanks to those. You got to really appreciate those people that are in your life that actually make a difference in your life and actually have a positive influence in your life. You got to be real thankful for those type of situations. And don't be thankful for the bullshit, for the material shit, all right? You got to be thankful for some real shit. Also, what else? That's all, at least on that point. Like I said, hope everybody enjoyed themselves. Everybody had a good weekend. But I guess the number one news story right now, because I'm not going to get too deep into myself right now real quick, is I don't know for those that didn't hear, you know, your boy Paul Walker has passed this this weekend, which is not good. You know, for those that don't know who Paul Walker is, I mean, come on, the Fast and Furious series, that's what he's probably most known for. All right, but what else is he in? Pawn Shop Chronicles, Hours, Vehicle 19, Takers, The Lazarus Project, The Death and Life of Bobby Z, whatever that was, Flags of Our Fathers. Pretty interesting, you know, run like Eight Below, Into the Blue. I remember some of these. Timeline. But, I mean, Joyride. All right, but, of course, The Skulls. Yeah, that's the old school. Varsity Blues, Meet the Deedles. You know, a lot of his movies. But basically, everybody who knows, we all going to remember him from the fucking, at least I'm going to remember him from the Fast and Furious, because that's what the nigga made all that damn money off of with Vin Diesel and them. But, and then the irony of that, you know, he died, for those that don't know, he died in a car crash. So, not funny, but just ironic in a sense. You know what I mean? So, oh, man, I'm not going to speak too much on that because, you know, it's fucked up when people die, period, man, no matter who it is. You know, death isn't a good thing, and especially when your life is cut short because, you know, there's a lot more shit that he probably had to do. There's a lot more things that had to be done. I don't know the true story. I don't know the whole story yet about what happened behind the car crash. I'm going to see if I can find out for y'all. But it's just messed up. But what I'm not trying to trip off is just like what I say all the time. It's not the death that it's not the actual death of people that's funny to me. It's how people react to the death of people that's kind of interesting to me, because people, I think I ain't got a conscience, but again, when there's showing your respect, there's being like, okay, he's dead, that's messed up and everything, and then there's all these people, and then but these people that are sitting up here talking about, oh my God, you know, shedding like boo-hoo-hoo-hoo tears and this and that, like, you know, it's too much. And then I don't even think most of it's true, because, again, I'm just really thinking about, you know, we're talking about social media here. We're talking about what people have posted on Facebook, you know, Twitters and everything like that, because when it happened, of course, just like the freaking Music Awards tonight, most people are watching the Music Awards talking about, ooh, they look good on stage, this, that, or whatever. So when Paul Walker died, it's like, oh, somebody posted it up, he's dead, he was in a car crash. Other people are like, is it true? It's true. Then it's, oh, my God, he died, I'm so sad. But then you got the assholes, kind of like me, who are sitting up there talking shit about it too. Because, I mean, at the same time, it's the biggest form of irony, you know what I mean? Like, known man-made seven movies, Fast and Furious movies, where he was like the top driver in the world and couldn't nobody fuck with him, right? But then he gets on a regular street and crashes and dies. That's just irony. All right, you can't get around that. But then when people point that out, you know, certain people point that out, some people point that out, or people will point it out to other people on Facebook and everything, people will get seriously pissed off. I'm looking at comments. I'm looking at these things. Stay the fuck off my page if you're going to sit up here and badmouth this, that, this. At the other end of that, you're allowed to speak on your page as you want to. But again, people be going so hard and be acting out and going in all kind of ways for people that they don't even know. You know what I mean? For people that didn't have nothing to do with what you got going on. For people that, you know, they provided you entertainment, they put out some good movies and everything like that. But besides that, it's like you act like this is a member of your family. I've seen people care about movie stars and musicians and everything like that more than they care about their own families. You know what I mean? So how does that happen? I don't know. So that's what I be on. Again, Paul Walker dead, sad. You know, nobody should die, especially in a car crash. I feel that's the way I'm going to go. You know, it's either going to, for me, when I die, it's either going to probably be a car crash or some female's going to, like, kill me, I really believe. So one of these bitches is going to lose their mind one day, go snapped or whatever, and I'm just going to be in the wrong place, wrong time, or something's going to happen, and that's going, or they're going to poison me or something like that, you know, or it's going to be a car crash. Besides that, I don't think I'm going to go out any other way, but that would be the way to go. So it's not the way to go, but I think that would be the way I would go if it happened to me. But it's just weird. Not even weird. It's just, like I said, people's reactions. Oh, my God. I mean, and you already know, you know, his funeral is going to be televised. I don't know if they actually televised the whole funeral, but, you know, when he dies, or when they're going to have all the cameras out there for wherever his funeral is, you're going to see all the cars, all the celebrities, because he got fans. Paul Walker, people love this white boy, you know, and like I said, he was a good actor. He was a little cheesy sometimes, you know, but at the same time, man made a lot more money than I ever probably will. Like, cannot knock him for that. But But again, it's just the way other people, you know, everybody else. It's like I said, he's here. He was here. He brought us some movies, and now he's gone. So, does he have a legacy? Does he have a legacy as far as cars go? Yeah, I believe so. Does he have? But he doesn't. He didn't. As far as legacy goes, he didn't have the chance to actually leave a legacy. He left some shit that'll probably be around for a long time. Because, like I said, everybody's been on these movies. Everybody's a car driver, things like that. He did leave an impression, which is what you always want to do before you die as well. I've been thinking about that too. You want to leave something here. And I'm not just talking about a lot of fucking kids. You know what I mean? You want to leave something that'll be like, you know what? That I did that. And can't nobody, you know, you can't nobody take that away. Especially, you got to think about it. They can't never do another Fast and Furious. They better not try to. In my opinion, it would be kind of disrespectful. But who are you going to replace them with? You know, the whole family thing and everything. Like, so it's not going to work as far as the movies go. But, oh, man, this shit is just crazy. And he died. This is in Santa Clarita. And you would think, in Santa Clarita, there's supposed to be a lot of good driving white people out there and everything. So, and had one child. I didn't know he had a kid. You know what I mean? That type of shit is fucked up. But, oh, man, it happens. So, again, be careful out there. Like I said, you never know when it's just your time. You know, I'm trying to read. Let's see what they say on the Huffington Post about the actual thing, because I want to give you all some actual what the news itself is actually saying, and not just reporting myself saying here what I think and everything, but try to be somewhat updated on information as long as this shit keeps. Come on, what's this? All right, here we go. Let's see. He died specifically Saturday afternoon, all right, when a car he was in crashed and exploded. God, I mean, that's not only crashed, like, it's like some movie shit that is in real life, and it just shows you that the movies is movies and real life is real life. He was in a car that crashed and exploded, and he didn't walk away from it. No superhero shit, none of that, you know, it's going to be okay, it's going to be all right. Nah, nigga, the motherfucker dead. You know, it's not no joke. And the driver of the other car was killed, so that's two people that died. Now, when they arrived, deputies found the vehicle engulfed in flames. The police said in the statement, the Los Angeles County Fire Department responded, extended the fire, and subsequently located two victims inside the vehicle. The victims were pronounced dead at the scene. There's an ongoing investigation. There's an ongoing investigation that the sheriff's station tells people. A solo car crash occurred about 3:30 p.m. in the city of Santa Clarita on the outskirts of Valencia. A 911 call came in from a bystander. And now that's Santa Clarita, Valencia. That's out there by, for those in L.A., that's out there by, what is that, Magic Mountain. Magic Mountain area. So that's like the 5, 405, 14. Yeah, I guess so. That's a big transition area. It can get crazy over there. Now, tweet from Walker's verified account later read, It's with heavy heart that we must confirm Paul Walker passed away today in a tragic car accident. Now, I want to know who has access to his personal account to be able to post that up like that. You know, that's always an interesting question as well. But, again, at the time of the death, the actor had been attending a charity event for his organization, Reach Out Worldwide, according to the post on his official Facebook page. He was a passenger in a friend's car, in which both lost their lives, which is even more fucked up. Now, I'll take a little bit back of what I said, because he wasn't even driving. And that's something that I take seriously, too, because, again, I say I may die in a car crash, but believe I'm going to be the only one in the car if I die in a car crash. I don't believe in taking other people out with me, because it's always those other people that, you know, it's always people that die in car crashes or that get in the car crash, and it's the other person that dies or the driver walks away barely or, you know, unscathed or anything like that. And I'm not saying it would make things better, people, but I'm just saying, it's fucked up when you're not even in control of the vehicle. This is why I always like to drive, because other motherfuckers will fuck your shit up and kill you without even thinking about it. So that's fucked up. Like I said, he was a passenger in the friend's car. Both lost their lives. We appreciate your patience as we too are stunned and saddened beyond belief by the news. Thank you for keeping his family and friends in your prayers during the time of difficulty. And we will do our best to keep you updated on where to send condolences. Oh man! And just for the record, just a little. Let's look at the year's almost up. Man, another year gone already. Like fuck. Let's see how many celebrities, all right, if I can get this up right, have died this year in 2013? All right. Oops, wait, hold on. I almost had it. I thought I had it. My bad. Hold on. I need this. I need this. Hold on. Bam, bam. All right, well, I'll try to get back. I'll try to come back with it, y'all. Let's get back to some music real quick. Remember, if you still want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, chill in the queue. Press 1 to holler at us, all right? And RIP Paul Walker. All right, bang out radio. Be right back.
One thing about Suge Knight, it might be a lot of motherfuckers hate me, but I bet there's more motherfuckers that love me than hate me. So if motherfuckers ain't, like, just liking you, you're doing something wrong. If you take a bum on the street who's sleeping in a basket and living on the street, people don't have shit to say bad about them because they don't pose a threat. I'm going to break this down to you about industry niggas. You got two types of niggas in this industry. You got niggas that everybody like and love. Then you got the niggas who they don't like, but they respect. So which one you want in this
business? Y-C-B-C-H or die.
I'm deep up in the streets, yeah. Like I live that hood life. And I'm a boss. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight, yeah. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight, yeah. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight. I'm deep up in the streets, yeah. Like I live that hood life. And I'm a boss. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight, yeah. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight, yeah. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight.
I'm deep in the streets, I feel like I'm Suge Knight. Boss life, fresh out of Tyson fight. I'm ballin' on the Doug Knight, yeah. Hit the black BM dub, riding through the city, no security. Got a caravan full of thugs with me, Lexus, Maybach, BM dubs, yeah. In my caravan, okay. Trunk full of heavy dudes. Import, export, fresh out of Pakistan, yeah. I'm from the field where brothers robbing casinos. Grind for everything, die for nothing, that's all we know. Yeah, I got brothers on deck who got nothing to lose. Trying anything to get the tips, even they leak the news. My brothers dressed in black, faces wrapped up in them bandanas. My young hooligans go bananas with them hammers. Woo! We got big X vision, my team is chasing green. Okay. Only the good die young, just fulfilling them dreams. Yeah. My real dogs fight for me, my real dogs fly for me, my real dogs ride for me, my real dogs die for me.
Deep up in the streets, yeah, like I live that hood life. And I'm a boss, they thinking that I'm Suge Knight, yeah. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight, yeah. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight. I'm deep up in the streets, yeah. Like I live that hood life. And I'm a boss. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight, yeah. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight, yeah. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight.
I'm a boss. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight. I see dogs do fist fights at midnight while all the brothers get chips white. Yeah. All the streets ain't safe. Major pain like Damon Wayne. Home off to pray for a youngster's die before that death and grace. Falling with the antenna mob. I keep it real. I'm recruiting monsters and monsters like the Navy SEALs. Yeah, I know my factions in action. Like the Jackson 5, real brothers do real things. It's rumble in the jungle, only strong survive. My real dogs real hungry, like the Flory alligators. I got champions in the streets, no championships, no heavyweights. Socks fitted low, my hooligans next to my side. Hammer time, they just pulling out the sticks and say goodnight. An eye for an eye, a two for a two. It's real in the field, my youngsters aim, spray and kill. My real dogs spy for me, my real dogs fly for me, my real dogs ride for me, my real dogs die for me.
I'm deep up in the streets, yeah. Like I live that hood life. And I'm a boss. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight, yeah. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight, yeah. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight. I'm deep up in the streets, yeah. Like I live that hood life. And I'm a boss. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight, yeah. They thinking that I'm Suge Knight, yeah. The sun don't shine forever, but as long as you're here, you might as well shine together. So whatever it takes, no one could do it better. This the hard knock life, won't get the best of me. East New York, good fella, about 11:45. Politics as usual, I got a story to tell.
section affiliated. Bookends are now incentives. I heard your reputation, Mark Men's gun apprentice. Shootouts made you look, body bags was the evidence. Project Window, see the hood for a testament. Second degree assault on Liberty Ave and Merrick. Goons, innocent, corpse, Trenton Mac, extortion medicine. Lessons of life, streets watching from rear sight. A nigga walking to school, getting killed on District Heights. Parole violation, prosecutor approached the bench. Dusted for fingerprints, stealing clothes from your stench. Violent abuser, who was sought in Queens case. Camden boy cut dope, precision sit from PC Lace. Straight face, nigga, ski mask, official strapping. Bulletproof vest, corridor, and owl clapping. Say the sun don't shine forever, but as long as you here, you might as well shine together. So whatever it takes, no one could do it better. This the hard knock life won't get the best of me. They say the sun don't shine forever, but as long as you here, you might as well shine together. So whatever it takes, no one could do it better. This the hard knock life won't get the best of me. Read Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Specified quote, streets, possession, latest essence. Cultivated flow to sing a slingle under raw. Inspired, twisted writer from events the movie saw. What's happening? Oh shit, exclusive Metro Bulletin. Bodega, convicted killer, set it off, who get it in? Confessions of stomping grounds, beef and broccoli Tim's. Purest flow from the beginning, I'm the price of admission. 2.7 baby girl for a wrongful conviction. HP division nigga, the world can't scope. Informative lyricist for that uncut dope. Bossing up intangibles, murder various few. Fuck whatever it takes, so indecent on volume 2. Teflon skincare, vigilante blood spilling. Tushy hallways, incarcerated, Scarface is verbiage. Locked in, I got them niggas up on nerves. The sun don't shine forever, but as long as you here, you might as well shine together. So whatever it takes, no one could do it better. This the hard knock life won't get the best of me. The sun don't shine forever, but as long as you here, you might as well shine together. So whatever it takes, no one could do it better. This the hard knock life won't get the best of me.
I tried to focus on telescopy with both eyes closed. Till life grabbed me by the balls and showed a nigga the code. Degrees of separation, my mind reality, no medication. Four CDs pushing in my weight to regurgitation. Cause their hearts pump confetti, no celebration. Total termination, with less determination. Disintegration, with no reparation. They gotta feel a nigga, special dedication. I saw the enemy and their thoughts was weak. Two steps ahead like a psychic and talk is cheap. I cough my balls when I walk, cause I handle mines. While these faggots fall in pieces like some dandelions. They the type of snitch on you when your family ties. We send niggas to his door and then his family dies. Track him down like man, track him in the places he goes. Then we make him bite the curb, stomp him with Pouvol. Fuck niggas, yeah.
The sun don't shine forever, but as long as you here, you might as well shine together. So whatever it takes, no one could do it better. This the hard knock life won't get the best of me. The sun don't shine forever, but as long as you here, you might as well shine together. So whatever it takes, no one could do it better. This the hard knock life won't get the best of me.
Trying to play me on some dumb shit, nah, not really.
stopping me. I'm proud to be the nicest nigga, you know, stop jocking me. Ain't a killer man, but I'm always street. And scare niggas a lot more than when a condom leak. Bulge in the hip, then it's probably heat. Bulge in your pants, yeah, then it's probably me. See a bitch in the club, then I'll probably beat. Shut my dick in the mouth, then she'll probably sleep. You shorties ain't shit, but hoes and tricks that blow on dicks, so blow on lips. Dick in your mouth, show that you can blow all day. They call me the toilet bowl, cause I throw all day.
Run it back, do it again, man.
Hey, yo. Remix. I put in work, 25 days grinding for my time. I put in work, some nights I skip sleep, it's deep. I put in work, no off days, no vacay. I put in work, I'm motivated to stay, hey. I put in work, 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 I put in work. Don't let them fool you, boy. You won't find no one cooler, boy. New ice for the ears and the chain. Shout out to my jeweler, boy. We ain't throwing in towels, we ball. Ain't calling no fouls. And we go into the lot to shop. You go into the lot to browse. Look, ain't much we gotta talk about. Gotta grind and shine, so I grind for mine. I know I belong in the starting five. What I look like grinding fine. You out your mind. You try moving without your spine. You can't handle the pressure. You end up like a man divine. Made magic out of straight habit. Good kid turned straight savage. Want the cabbage and I gotta grab it. Gotta get it, gotta have it. It's automatic, no stick shit. Sitting high in the whip, no lift kick. Shades high, my eyes, I'm lifted. Pretty sure I'm addicted. Oh, so conflicted. All about business. Pretty boy, I am. I'm a gritty boy. Oh man. Please roll. You ain't know I'm taking over your city, man. I ain't showing no pity. Better dry your tears in your shirt. In my younger days, I heard luck say, boy, you gon' get this work. Work 25 days grinding for my time. I put in work. Some nights I skip sleep, it's deep. I put in work. No off days, no vacay. I put in work. I'm motivated to stay, hey. I put in work.
Wanna talk about work? Wanna talk about money? You say you grinding like me? Man, that's it funny. Blue fisted bands. Told you my motor. 1, 5, and 6 months, but I still didn't meet my quota. Nope. You see my money so long, it's like a sequel. Me and Ben Frank go way back like Terry Curls and Beepers. You can't talk money. Nope. You can't talk work. You pulling up your liquor and smoking perk. You in the club, trying to make it rain. I got the strippers bringing me back your change. Home always working and constantly stacking dough. A passion for grinding is something that you be lacking, yo. All about my green, doing it for my team. Long Barack a meal, that's my American dream. Money, power, respect, yeah, they put me in the dirt. If you wanna get on my level, you got to put in work.
Like Luna.
25 days grinding for my time. I put in work. Some nights I skip sleep, it's deep. I put in work. No off days, no vacay. I put in work. I'm motivated to stay, hey. I put in work.
It's the kid plot. Yeah, I got that work. Shorty got a booty, so you know she got that twerk. If you run your mouth, boy, your ass get murked. Leave the evidence underneath the dirt. I'm saying, nigga, we ain't playing. Couple hundred grand, nigga, that's what I'm paying. Yeah, I get what I want, what when I want. All day, every day, that's how I stunt. J. Luna and Big Bad, I can tell y'all niggas here feeling the swag. Everywhere we go, we bring the money bags. And it's track so hard, man, I had to collab. Oh boy, television by leves, que nosotros no jugamos cuando le metemos mano. Oh boy, got a couple niggas hating when they see what I be making, and I pull up in a Benz. Oh boy, we killing it, man, it's 2014. The more bread we get, the more hair we get for the whole team. I know y'all niggas mad cause I'm riding dirty, but I stay clean. When they hear me rhyme, they get addicted, kinda like a dope fiend. Turn it up, yeah, we get it poppin'. Hard work, nigga, yeah, we ain't stopping. I go to the mall, but I ain't shopping. I'm getting to the money, that's what I'm copping. That's what I'm copping. I stay on point, I ain't never flopping. I'm close to the deal, at the door I'm knocking, cause I get up on the mic and get the party rocking.
I put in work 25 days grinding for my time. I put in work, some nights I skip sleep, bitch, deep. I put in work, no off days, no vacay. I put in work, I'm motivated cause they hate. I put in work, 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 I put in work.
Y'all, it's your girl Lady Cam. If you're listening to this, then you're tuned into Bang Out Radio with the Dagger LA West Coast all day, playing only independent artists from around the world, R&B, hip-hop, rap, it don't matter, as long as it's independent. So make sure you're tuned in for West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights from 9 to 11, and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9, West Coast time. Bang Out Cam.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. We back. Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, Slap Sundays. Remember, if you still want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you can chill in the queue. Press 1 to highlight. Maybe we're going to get a Dagger's double play in just a second. But another thing about this weekend, yeah, not only, you know, always there's Thanksgiving, you know, then there's Black Friday. Now, Black Friday is always a motherfucking trip. Why? It makes me, on one hand, it makes me happy I don't got no money. You know what I mean? Because, again, I love electronics. I love, you know, 50% off shit. I love all kind of shit like that and everything, too. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. But when you ain't got no money or no extra money, this, you don't have to worry about trying to go out there and do all that and everything. Now, Black Friday always brings out different sets of people. Now, and just like anything else where a lot of people want the same thing, you know, it's been like that throughout history. You know, when different countries want the same land, they fought over it. When, you know, it's always, when two people want something that only one of them can have, nobody's usually going to be like, okay, well, here, you go ahead and take that. Nah, the motherfuckers going to fight over it. Now, Fuck You Fridays ain't nothing but fighting all around the world. That's all. Did I say Fuck You Fridays? I don't know. Black Fridays is only nothing but fighting all around the world. Some people even die on Black Friday. And again, here's why. It's because you have different ranges of people. Let's see. You have poor folks, or not even really poor, but just broker than usual. They don't have a whole lot of extra spending money to get these extravagant TVs and Xbox Ones, PS4s, this, that, or whatever, cameras, clothes. They don't have the extra money to afford these things at full price. So it's like Christmas is damn near like Black Friday is damn near like Christmas to a lot of these people. And also you got to keep in mind that Christmas is right around the way, is coming up too. So a lot of people try to get a lot of these free gifts and shit, not free, but cheap gifts and everything out early as well for Christmas coming up. You know, that happens as well. But, again, it's people that are out there that that are, you know, they don't have any extra spending money like that all the time, or they can't just go out and get a TV whenever they want to. So they're out there like, fuck that, I'm going to get this TV or this stereo or this, that, or whatever. And literally, these people, y'all seen them. I don't know if y'all seen them out here in L.A., because motherfuckers be thinking they slick. What they do is they get motherfuckers out Thursday. You know, some of these places have Black Fridays start off Thursday at 8 o'clock or some shit like that. So you see people out there already standing outside of some of these stores on Thanksgiving at like 5, 6 o'clock waiting to go in. You know, it's just fucking crazy. But, again, that's what they be on. That's what they be doing. So it's like, or you have the motherfuckers that are just cheap. You know, you have people that can't afford all the shit that they want and everything like that. They got good jobs, this, that, or whatever. But they're just looking for the good deal. They don't. But you got to realize that a person that's cheap is not the same person that's, I'm not gonna say desperate, but just, you know, it means more to them. You know what I mean? In a sense, like a person with 2, 3 kids, 4 kids at the house, you know, in a 2-bedroom or a 1-bedroom or something like that, that has just enough money to get that 60-inch TV or something like that, or if they've been saving up for all Black Friday and this, that, is going to try a little bit harder to get that shit than the person that can buy that shit when they want to and is just trying to get, you know, a discount price. It's a little different. That's why you see all these people out here fist fighting. Motherfuckers get killed on Black Friday. Like I said, people get killed on Black Friday, shot, fighting over shit. And I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad I'm not out there like that, because I don't know. I can't do it. Number one, I don't like lines. So I already know my ass will probably be one of the first ones out there, like, in the front. You know, if I'm going to do it, I would do it right. Like, I'm going to get out there, I'm going to get my chair, you know, that I can carry with me, like, bam, boom, put the chair down, and I'll post it if I'm going to sit there and post. You know, because I want some new shit, too. But I'm not about to sit here and fight nobody. This is the thing that people don't realize. These people are out here fighting. I mean, I witnessed it. I was chilling with the homegirl and we were smoking. But where I parked at to smoke was like looking at one of the stores that was about to open and everything like that. We were just posting because, like I said, I'm about to watch this shit. And as soon as that opened the door, you know, as soon as they opened these doors or whatever, you know, right even before they opened the door, motherfuckers was all pressed up on the door, pressed up on each other, like ooh. And then, like as soon as they opened the door, you see motherfuckers just flood in, like. Push it to the left, push it to the right, get the fuck out of here. And that's at all stores. Because everybody obviously wants something out of every store when it's cheap or it's a little less money and everything like that. You always find something in every store that you're going to want. But, I mean, these people are squabbing, fighting, pushing, stomping each other out, you know, big wars over shit. And I can't be involved in that. Because me, if I'm going to war, you know what I mean? It's not going to be a pleasant sight, and I'm going to be up in jail or whatever because somebody tried to snatch a video game out of my hand, one of my new video games that I wanted or something like that I was going to try to get that this little motherfucking kid or this kid's father is sitting up here trying to fight me over, you know? It's like fucking ridiculous. But and then, like I said, all across the world, like I found a news story. I'm going to try to stick with other people's news and everything real quick, you know, for the day because there's some dumb shit going on in the world. We haven't had a lot of news stories yet, so I'm going to go across some news for the rest of the show when we get back from Dagger's Double Play. But here's one about Black Friday. Now, two women, and you can probably see this on YouTube, you know, check it out or whatever. There's a lot of probably videos out there or whatever now. But these two, a woman was tasered, got tased over some shit. Two women were captured on video early Friday morning throwing punches at a Philadelphia, Pennsylvania mall before one of the women used a stun gun on the other one. It started out one couple fighting with the other. You know, they had words. The guys got into a fight, then the girls got into a fight. And one couple actually was, you know, the whole thing. This is what I mean. And people be out there with their families and shit still not giving a fuck. They said one couple had the kid there, a young kid, in a stroller, but sitting out there squabbing with another family and shit. You know what I mean? Over what? For what? You know, and the video starts with the sound of a crackle and what happens to be electricity shooting out. You know, the fighting women soon tackle each other to the ground after exchanging blows before what appears to be a stun gun goes off again. Then security came over and you know, kind of faded out after that or whatever. But Black Friday brawls are all too common every year. And, you know, as you can see in the recent surges of video. So, again, that's another thing I'm going to do. I'm pretty sure you can go on YouTube or anything like that and just type in Black Friday fights, and I'm pretty sure all kind of shit will pop up from all around the world. Nobody's immune to this. But again, y'all, it's not that damn serious. And that's the reason why I don't go out there. I'm probably not going to have to go out there on Black Fridays or whatever. Because, again, I don't want to have to hurt nobody. I don't really want to have to do something like that. If somebody push me or something like that or whatever, I'm going to be like that too. And I'm not even out there like that. But it's like, my motherfucker, you going too hard for something, you know. And motherfucker, I was here first. So fuck you, all right? And then on top of that, you got niggas, I'm not just going to say niggas, but majority niggas, because I heard this shit too, and some of the homies used to do this shit back in the day too. There are people out there, y'all, that when you go to Black Friday and shit, going out there getting all your shit or whatever, they are looking and plotting on you. You know what I mean? They're watching you. They're watching you leave the stores. They're watching you leave with your TVs, this, that, or whatever, you know, that you didn't spend half, you know, got 50% off or whatever. They're watching you. They're following you. And then they jack your ass. Not saying it's a good thing, not saying it's right, but again, they're like, we go back to those people on Black Friday, like, they're those poor people that go in there and actually still try to buy shit. They're those really poor people that wait for you to go buy the shit and then take your shit. You know, so it's crucial out here, y'all, real crucial. So be careful, man. This shit is not worth it, man. Just get it. Or you try to wait till after everybody to clean everything out and you go to Black Fridays or whatever all late, there ain't nothing left, you know. This shit look like a ghost town, you know, racks all empty and everything like that, so I don't know. But again, y'all, I can't fuck with Black Friday, at least not right now. Or when I do get enough money to be able to fuck with Black Friday, I'm going to hire some people to go out there and get some shit for me. So, I mean, either way. But all right, y'all, I'll be right back. Slap Sundays, Daggers Double Play. Remember, you can still call in 661-621-7559. As always, chill in the queue. A person want to holler at me. Be right back.
All right, y'all.
Here we go.
Now, you might not be mad, but I'm mad as fuck, man. Fuck these bitches. Fuck these haters. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love.
Cause
I be thinking they hot. And I love. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not. Yup, now I found the beat, so I'm releasing some steam. I'm killing everything I'm seeing if it ain't on my team.
Yeah.
All these broke, ninny, baby, having bitches only out for riches. Fucking and sucking mouth always open like she at the dentist. That ain't the business, bitch. You ain't got no loyalty.
Nope.
But that's okay, cause Dagger got more bitches than sororities.
Respect my authority, huh?
You didn't hear the consequence. Grab a bitch by her hair, swing her till her weave wrist. Grab a fucking tip till her nip tips turn blue while she's swinging from her ankle saying, you crossed the line, bitch, and wanted to happen. Was already getting over, but your gums kept flapping. So I'ma sew them up, quick shut. Kicking bitches in the gut. Treat them like I'm driving buses. Hit them with an uppercut. Knock her out, wake her up. My hatred is pure. Breaking fingers, toes, nails. Fuck your mani and your pedicure. How much can a bitch endure? Why you have to hurt my heart? I'm keeping you alive as I start cutting off your body parts. Told you not to fucking start. Wipe your blood from off my brow. Thought it was over then? Nah, bitch,
it's over now.
Why? Really, I'm not. Cause I love. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not. Nah, I don't wanna sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love.
I
be thinking they hot. And I love.
Cause
I hate to try to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not. Young niggas never get it. They just keep sidestepping. They always one step behind me. Wanna sloppy my seconds. And if you get it, then it lets me know what type of bitch you really is. So much in common. Babies, mamas, daddies, lot of kids. Oh, wait, I get it now. Sniff a line and feel the punch. You just a ratchet ghetto. Ghetto version of the Brady Bunch. If that's the best you got, you think I'm with it. I'm not. You mad because I get to travel. You stuck on the block? Well, that's your fucking job. Keep hating on what Dagger do. If I rock bottom, well, I'm still higher than you. Bitch, niggas check them once. Never give a second look. Too busy in the streets, so they be stalking me on Facebook. Shaking niggas more than dice. Can't afford to buy like you fuck my bitch. She a hoe, not a housewife. You think you gang stripes? Nah, nigga, never that. Keep the best all to myself. You can have the scraps. Moving on, ain't looking back. Petty shit I will ignore, cause I'm like, and you cracked out like
a,
ain't even gotta check the score. In the end, I'm gonna win. Eating real good. You just a starving Ethiopian. You wanna come and get it, cause I finished but I don't begin. Went to med school, learned a lot from Dr. Vorkian. Everybody's out of line, no one wants to straighten up. I care about my life, but on the mic, I don't give a fuck. Kill him using paper cuts, hang a nigga by his thumbs. Louisville slugger, caved in the lung. I'm having so much fun, where my buyers at? I rip out a nigga's teeth, drinking on a Similac. Stab him in his kneecaps, fuck how you feeling. And I'll remove the ribs, slicing up both of your Achilles tendons. I make you beg for death, I make it quick. Then I'll send you straight to hell, where you know they keep the fire hot.
Jagger, stop, that's enough, we thought that you were being good.
I tried, but these niggas and these bitches wanna keep it. I wish a nigga would, fuck your life, I'm getting cash.
Oh shit, they made Bruce Banner mad.
Jagger's on the warpath, nigga, this the battle song for all of those that keep it real and tired of the tag along. People think I rattle on and wanna kill the dagger, fine. Do what all the haters do, get a number, get in line.
Get in line, bitch. Fuck the bitches, fuck the haters, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do to get that paper, you dig? You know what I'm saying? This how we get down. 4DB with it. You haters can suck a nigga dick. Bring the hook back.
clown.
Nah, I don't wanna sound mad.
Why?
Really,
why?
I'm not.
Why?
Cause I love fashion haters. I be thinking they hot. And I love fashion haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
I'm not. Nah, I don't wanna sound mad.
Why?
Really,
why?
I'm not. Cause I love fashion haters. I be thinking they hot. And I love fashion haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
I'm not.
Here we, go.
Here we go.
I keep telling
Zach Bitches, aka 4DB Week.
Anti-hater music. They ain't ready for it.
I got y'all. It's for the ladies, though. Check this out. Anybody that's really been through it.
Yeah. Let's go.
This is for the bitches that came and went. Just a little dedication to the time we spent. Because your dagger doesn't backtrack. Laugh at those that do that, they always wanna come back. We could've did that, we should've did this. But the bottom line is you let the dagger go, bitch. You see you made your choice and then I walked away. Cause if dagger's not wanted, dagger don't stay. Yeah, I like to talk shit. I need a woman, not a sidekick. Yeah, you out of date, bitch, give me a break. I wouldn't even try to date rape. I stay wide awake, force kids that don't know what she wanna do. But when time's hard, I'm the one that you run to. You crying on my shoulder, I should've made it colder. She told me to leave, now she wanted me to hold her. When you got some other niggas, baby, you need a stroller. Now I'm about to go, I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy, but then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. Gone and you can't come back. Gone, I'm stating facts. It was a choice to walk. Told me I wasn't shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, but I gotta make the right move. Since you left, been winning. Don't wanna lose. Subject kinda touchy when you left, felt lucky. No one to judge me, nobody above me. But no one to love me, had no self-esteem. So I jumped off the edge like I'm Charlie Sheen. Didn't die, made a comeback. Tried to leave me stranded, left me for dead. But look at me, I'm standing on my own 2-6-2. All me, no you. Not what I wanted, I'm just doing what I gotta do. I gave you all my time, and here's what you did, you. Now I'm doing big things and keeping it true. Why? I no longer got a hold back, no more getting sidetracked. Going through my phone and deleting your contacts. You wanted to go and move on to the next. Cause you were my queen, you chose to be the ex. I ain't hanging no more. I tried to say, now I gotta go. I told you now I'm doing what I got to do. And that's a whole lot of smoking, snorting, drinking. Wanna kill my brain cause it won't stop thinking. You said you did, we told a lot of lies. So many smiles and cries, you didn't have family ties. But I got why the truth is I'm out of tries. I'm about to go, I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy, but then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me, feel so heavy, so real and scary. And you can't come back. I'm just stating facts. It was a choice to walk. You told me I was a shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, but I gotta make the right move. Since you left Ben with me, don't wanna lose. As I sit and think about what we had, I also at the same time realize what we may never be. Choices were made, actions were taken, and some things can't be taken back. What hurts the most is that you don't realize I was always thinking about the future, and I always saw my future with you until you decided to remove yourself from it. In no way can or will I ever say that I'm perfect, but no matter what, you were number one. But I couldn't make you see that, and I promise you I tried. Fuck it though, right? I wasn't enough, you went that way, I went this way, but every now and then you hit me on a Monday or a Tuesday. I don't know what to think, but you gone and you have been for a long time because you're not there like you used to be. You know that, I know that, so I guess it is what it is. Dagger bitches, 4DB with it. Now I'm about to go, I had to let you know. Yeah, but since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. Shit, I'm crazy, but then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me, feeling so heavy, so real and scary. But I got to go, I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy, but then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me, feeling so heavy, so real and scary. And you can't come back. Gone, I'm stating facts. It was a choice to walk. You told me I was a shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, and I gotta make the right move. Since you left, been winning, so I can't lose. You dagger bitch, aka 4DB, Witty.
Oh, come on,
kidnapping. I don't know, Riley. My grandpa's be tripping, man. Why would you don't try something different than, like, diplomacy for a change?
Man, just snatch him up, and if the nigga don't have a chain on him, get to regulating him and make him tell you where it at.
Now, what I want you to do is think. Just think. These two babes is your two little itty-bitty kitty testicles. Where is the chain?
I don't know. I swear to God.
Don't swear to God. I talk to God all the time, and God happens to be the one that told me to torture your ass, you lying, stealing mother. You gonna tell me where that chain is? I know that.
Ed, can I talk to you outside? Please.
Look at my face. Look at it. I'm gonna crush your little kitty penis with this hammer when I get back. If you don't tell me where that chain is at.
No, Ed. No. That's the wrong kid, Ed. I told you to grab Butch Magnus. 5'4", 130 pounds.
Well, how was I supposed to know that was the wrong kid?
I gave you a picture, man. How hard is it to grab the right kid, Ed?
You told me to grab a kid. I grab the kid. You don't like the way I do it? Then do your own kidnap. You know what? That's your only freebie. You want me to kidnap anybody else? You paying top dollar.
That's not fair. You grabbed the wrong kid.
Tough titty. My bad. You go ahead and leave. What the f*** you looking all scared for, huh? I said you was free to go, right? Which part of my bad do you not understand? Oh, so now you want to make this a whole big f***ing thing, huh?
Oh, okay, okay, enough, man, enough.
Nah, man, I'm sick of this trying to squash it, right? And this bitch-ass motherfucker still acting like he hurt me. I ain't even touched this motherfucker yet. I ain't even brushed past you yet. I ain't even made eye contact with your punk ass. Yeah, come on over here. I'll give your bitch-ass something to cry about.
This is Slap Sundays with a dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers, and slapping the stupidity out you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9, West Coast time on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, a dagger. L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Shouts out to K-Wiles, good looking out, self-ex and shit. Thank you for my new drops. Again, y'all keep sending me drops and everything as well. If you need a rough little bio, or not a bio, a rough little outline from it, I can get that to you as well. But always looking for ways for people to help out over here, all right? Independent artists, directors, producers, whatever, all right? Beauties, holla at your boy, all right? And remember, you can still call in 661-621-7559 as always. Just chill in the queue, or you can press 1 to holla at me. Hold on one quick second. And straight out the phone lines, I already know who this is. How's it going, MIA? How you been?
Man, I've been good. Just trying to get my shit together. You feel me? Still out here working.
I'm thankful to hear that. Like I said, at least you are working, boy. Your boy over here. Like,
how you been, Dagger? I see you out there doing your thing and shit, talking about I need, you know, you feel me? But you going to get it. You had a good-ass job. You got the experience. So, hey. You gonna get that shit, man.
Oh, cool. So everything been good besides that? Just chilling, maxing, relaxing?
Hell yeah. Besides me being single and tired of this shit, everything good. You know what I mean?
Besides being single and tired, don't you?
I work too hard for this shit.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not going to get into relationship talks. I'm going to try to, because last Wednesday, they fucked up. This show was kind of messed up, not on my end, but like I said, this coming Wednesday, got a lot of relationship talk, got a lot of girl talk. Not girl talk, but I got a lot of girl talk for this Wednesday, so I hope my co-host is ready. It's going to be real interesting this coming Wednesday, but we're going to leave it for that. But
I already know the game.
But besides that, anybody, so you hanging out for a little while, you just coming through to get some shout-outs and shit real quick?
You know what? I'm going to be hanging out because I miss my bang-out family. You feel me? I've been in my head. That's my name and everything.
Things going over here as well. But like I said, those that know us up and those that hang out and that's been down with Bang Out, like I said, we always going to be here no matter what. So, all right, where am I hanging out? Well, here, you can help me out with this. Because like I said, I pulled a couple of news stories this week because, again, I don't want to get into my shit just yet, because like I said, I could bring a show really down if I start talking about my shit. So let's just talk about other dumb shit and other shit motherfuckers got going on. Now, let's see. Weird news stories. Here's one that I found right now. Apparently, there was a woman who... Wait, hold on. Let me make sure I read this right.
Yeah, don't let the liquor get to you. Read it right.
And that's actually bad, too, because I'm not even drinking tonight. No drink, no weed. Like I said, if I was drinking, Bill motherfuckers would know. I would tell people, like, yeah, I'm drinking. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm all sober and shit. Like it's just, It's rough so right now,
sip.
You know.
I'll take a sip for you.
Yeah, take a couple of them, you know. But all right, now a server at an Arkansas pizza restaurant. Now she said she. Now here's the story. Here's what happened. Now there's a lady. Let me give the background. You tell me what you would do. Now you're because you work at a food place. Now as you're working. Now say you're working, right? You're working.
Yeah.
You're at work. You see a woman breastfeeding. Okay, breastfeeding her kid. But prior to her breastfeeding, you saw her, like, drinking massive amounts of alcohol, like at least 4 or 5 shots or, you know, drinks or whatever, been chugging, you know, turned, you know, drunk. But you see that, and then she goes to breastfeed, you know, because then they say, you know, you're not supposed to breastfeed if you're drinking alcohol, whoop, and everything like that because it endangers the child, right, or something like that. That's what they say. Now,
yeah.
Do you snitch? Do you tell?
I mean, honestly, like, I really can't say nothing because I got people in my family who I didn't see turn bottles up and still breastfeed the baby, and he pretty good. You feel me? He's doing all right. You know what I mean? But I feel that's her business. It's her kid because one thing, you don't want to get involved with people and their kids. Because they're going to do what the fuck they want to do anyway. So I'm not the type of female who's going to be like, oh, bitch, why you breastfeeding your baby and you just got done drinking? Because the baby was hungry, you feel me?
All right, well, let's see. Okay, so MIA's not going to say. Now, here's what happened.
Even though it is endangering the baby,
but it's not
but that
baby.
Ain't my kid, that ain't my baby mama, that ain't my bitch, that ain't my homegirl, you feel me? If that was my homegirl, then I'll be like, bitch, calm down, you feel me? Go drink some water, drink some milk or some shit like that before you feed the baby shit. Give him a motherfucking chicken bone or something if he's hungry, you feel me? But I don't know.
So now here's what happened. Now, the server at the restaurant, she was fired. Now, they say the server, this is what the story says. I'm just reading what the story says. The story says the lady that worked there was fired after alerting police to the mother breastfeeding her child while drinking alcohol. Now, Jackie Connors told Arkansas Matters that she spotted a mother consuming drink after drink while breastfeeding her child last week. And she said her being a mom and just seeing and something like that and seeing a baby that can't speak for itself, having a parent do something like that is just unacceptable. This is what she said. Now, the server said that she got fired from the job for snitching, basically, for calling the cops and telling the cops and blowing the shit way out more than it was, than it had to be.
That's why Will Smith said, just mind your business. You feel me? Just mind your motherfucking business. I mean, I know it hurt her heart to see the baby have to go through that, but at the same time, that's not her child. And, you know, if the job description don't say, if you see a mother breastfeeding a baby after they didn't got drunk, alert the police. They don't say that. So her boss is probably thinking she's bringing drama to the job, and they going to lose customers by that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, there's that. And then there's more question in parenting while we're on the parenting subject. Let's look at a couple more real quick stories about parenting now. Tashika Coolier. I hope I'm saying that right. Here's what Tashika did. This is just random shit. Just listen to how dumb parents are now. She is accused of walking into her son's middle school in March and hitting a sick child that she mistook for her son. Then she allegedly apologized to that child and then started slapping the shit out of her own kid. Like, so you have to look at it. Like, the grown-ass woman walks into a middle school. Middle school is like little kids, you know, still young kids. There. She walks into a middle school, slaps the shit out of one kid, like, pow. Realizes that's not her kid, like, oops, my bad, you know, apologizes. And then proceeds to slap the shit out of her own kid when she does find her own kid.
Well,
so,
she,
you know,
must have been saying it.
This is another thing. If you could have just imagined, like, what kind of shit is going on inside the household if she's willing to just do all this type of shit in public? You know what I mean? So it's like, it also questions, like, yeah, what kind of fucking parents or what's going on over there, man? Like, these are people that are, like, facing charges or some shit. I don't know what the actual charges is going to be, but that's fucking dumb. What else we got? Who else? Look at
well, this. Facing charges for child abuse, and they used to beat our ass while we was in school. I remember getting my ass whooped by my motherfucking teacher. So how you going to tell me that
kid?
My mama can't come up here and whoop my ass, but you trying to beat my ass because I didn't turn in my homework?
But you can't beat up nobody else's kid. You know what
no,
I mean? You got to make sure your kids is you.
You know, she apologized. It ain't like she just went on the stove call Steve Austin, the motherfucker, and put him in a coma and shit. You feel me? She thought it was her kid. You know, once she hit him one time, she was like, oh, shit. But,
Look at this motherfucker. Angelo Arroyo, 40. This nigga left his 4-year-old child at a car crash site and fleeing the scene. So this dude with his kid gets in an accident and leaves the kid there while he runs off. And that's dumb
that
as fuck. Like, they're not going
to
find out whose fucking parents the kids are. You know what I mean? Like, if your kid's 4, you know, 4-year-old can pretty point out his parents or whatever and everything like that, I think, you know, or something. It's not going to go the way he thought it was going to go. But how do you get in a car crash with your kid and then just run off and just leave the kid there? It's like, if it was the homie.
Because he was drinking and driving, and he know he got fucked up, but that's some fucked up shit. Now, out of all the stories you done said, that's the one I'm a little irritated by. Like, are you fucking serious? The baby
can
be
more.
Hurt.
I got more.
Anything.
It's worse.
Like
Karen Washington.
That's why I don't got no
dude.
Kids right now.
This is a black dude right here. Allegedly fed his 2-month-old daughter bleach because a friend from his school told him it was a great cure for breathing trouble. The kid is okay, but Washington still called the incident probably be the dumbest decision I ever made in life. You think?
Yeah.
Just feeding the kid bleach? 2 months. 2 months.
Yeah, that's some survivor shit. I mean, I didn't hear people drink a cap of bleach because they're trying to pass a drug test to keep their baby because they got an open case. But you give your baby honey. You heat up the honey and you put it in their face and all that shit like that.
I didn't even know you could
bag.
Drink bleach. Is it, can't you die from drinking bleach?
A baby can't even smell bleach, let alone digest it.
Like, damn, that shit is mother's done. What else? Okay, we got a couple here. What do these people do? Michelle and John, we'll just call them John, were arrested on charges of endangering a minor while they were under the influence of drugs at a Louisville restaurant. Officer found the people in the bathroom snorting heroin. And Lucy, okay. Now, here's just your typical drug users. I may actually know people like this, too, as well. These motherfuckers, these motherfuckers are at dinner. You're sitting at dinner with your family. And then, okay, well, I'll be right back. They go to the bathroom over there, but they're in there snorting heroin in the bathroom of, let's just say, IHOP or some shit or Denny's. While your kid is sitting there trying to eat their pancakes and shit, and you in the bathroom snorting your heroin. Again, wait till you get home. People are just too bold, I think. I'm saying, if you're going to be a fucking degenerate, this, that, or whatever, keep your ass in the house so nobody see it. People just don't care.
I mean, but if you really out here on those drugs, if you really out here on drugs, then they don't give a fuck. What crackhead you know going to wait to smoke some crack because the police is standing right there? You feel me? They're going to turn around and hit that shit. They don't give a fuck, like, because they need that hit. You know, thank God I don't do drugs. So it's like, I really can't say, but it's like, damn, that's some fucked up shit. Like, if you just need a hit that bad to where you're in the bathroom with your kid, with your family, you're supposed to be, first of all, you're supposed to be already loaded if you already know that you're going to be around some family members or whatever if they know. You don't bring the shit around. Like, most people who have respect for their family, who know, their family members know they do drugs, but they have respect enough to say, fuck it, okay, they know I do drugs, but I'm not going to sit here and do it right in front of their face, especially with when the kids are around and y'all in a public place.
A few more. This lady. She was banned from the Family Dollar store after employees say she was stealing. So what this lady did, she allegedly came back to the store, started pepper spraying everybody. All the employees, fuck y'all, this, that, or whatever. But she was with her 7-year-old daughter. So what she does is, after pepper spraying everybody and everything like that and getting ready to leave, she hands the pepper spray to her daughter, and then she was quoted saying, here, you know what to do with this, baby. Spray it. So she was trying to get her daughter involved in her mass pepper spraying of, and then again, this is stupid. Number one, why you got to be doing some dumb shit to get fucking banned from the dollar store? Okay, you're already stealing. Okay, but what the? You know how bad things have to be if you're stealing from the dollar store. Everything's a dollar.
Yeah.
That's bad when you already got to steal from the dollar store and you done stole so much that you've been banned from there where you can never come back. So okay. So then you get banned. And then your next thing that you want to do as a revenge thing is that you come in there and start pepper spraying everybody and then hand a can of pepper spray to your daughter and tell her to pepper spray people with you. What the?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's why some people just don't need kids. Get your tooth tied, go on depot, birth control, close your motherfucking legs, use a condom, do whatever. Because some people don't need kids. A lot of people just have kids because of the extra money that they going to get. But in a minute, this shit going to get shut down. So, bitch, you better get up and go get a job.
And I don't know if this shit is, these people just look weird. I mean, if y'all can see the pictures I'm looking at right now, this is why I wish my show could be, like, more visual and everything where I could just load up shit right now. Like, I'm looking at a picture of the next little people I'm about to talk about real quick. I'm looking at a picture of them. If you look at them, I feel you can look at these people and be like, y'all should not have kids. You know what I mean? How you can just kind of look at somebody like, nah, that motherfucker looks psycho right there. Something look wrong with him. They should not reproduce.
But you know, the people who have mental problems are the most horniest people.
Wow.
Those are the people
mental
who you
problem.
Have to watch out
this,
for. Who mind is just gone. Like,
but look at
whatever,
what
mental,
look, Robert,
however, not stable.
But Robert and Christina, they have been arrested by the sheriff's office in Florida because after their 9-year-old son was found with a cockroach in his ear. Like, okay, again, there's... If
that's
you just
that
poor when you got roaches and everything like that and one just happened to get up in there and everything like that, okay. But I just don't understand how is your son walking around or whatever this with a cockroach in his ear for somebody else to find? You know what I mean? That cockroach has to be in there. And it just said that their 9-year-old son was found with a cockroach in his ear. Like, the parents didn't find
that
it because the parents wouldn't report
it. That must have been lodged up in the ear for a long-ass time.
That's what I'm saying. So who
done
found this cockroach in his ear? Like,
you got so many motherfucking roaches in your house if they all up in your bed and shit. It only costs $4 for a can of Raid, $2 for some Hot Shot, whatever. Some boric acid is a fucking dollar. You feel me? Clean your motherfucking house. If people will clean their house, they won't have roaches. You feel me? Bleach is a dollar.
Ew.
Clean your shit.
Ew, and this is nasty right here, too. This is a mother that loves her son, I guess, and he's in jail. Now, we have, and this is in Penn State, New York. Now, you have Kimberly, who's the older mother, 54, and her son, who's 30 years old, who's in prison. The mother tried to pass oxycodone pain pillars to a 30-year-old son during a jailhouse visit. How did they try to do that? By fucking tongue-kissing each other. Ugh! The mother was tongue-kissing the son to try to pass drugs from her mouth into his during a jailhouse visit because there's no other way to do it. Now, again, dumb as fuck. If I'm a cop in a jail, and I know this is your mother coming to see you, because, again, they have to tell you who they are that are coming to see you. It's either family, you know, wife, daughter, this, that. Okay, so obviously they knew that it was your mama that was coming to see you. If I see somebody's mama kissing their son, and you know what I mean? It's stupid.
That's
dumb as fuck. And now your mama about to sit up in the jail cell with you because they don't play that shit. When it comes to passing drugs to motherfuckers in jail and everything like that, motherfuckers do not care. Do not care. All right, one more before we get back to some music. Now, look, because like I said, I can go off for days. I got all kinds of stories here with bad parents. But, again, now Austin, this office, white dude over here. Now, God, these pictures, these mugshots, you know, it's crazy. Austin is accused of beating his 3 children with the belt because one of his kids had passed gas in his car. Like, come on. You beat your kids with farting? Like,
roll down the window, you dumbass motherfucker.
And not just one. He beat all 3. Not even, like, I guess the kids was like, I didn't do it, he did it, or he did it. Nobody confessed to it. So he beat all their asses. But for farting, are you fucking serious?
Like, I mean, come on now. I mean, I'm pretty sure we didn't all got ass whoopers like that. So, like, everybody get their
farting,
ass beat, and not over a report.
Thank
like, that's
you.
Just
it
childish
happen.
As fuck. Like, you
have
don't
to be
need no kids.
And you have to be beating the shit out your kids for it to get, you know, for you to get arrested for it. You know what I mean? You have to be really beating the shit out your kids. They isn't going to arrest you for just hitting your kid one a good time. Trust me, I know, because they would have arrested my dad a long time ago. You know what I mean? You're not gonna get arrested for just hitting your kid. I mean, if you out there beating the shit out of your children, then motherfuckers are going to notice. But for farting, nah, it's not good. Not good. Oh, wait,
that's
one more. My bad. Last one. For almost 4 years, police in upstate New York believe that Carl, son of Levi, was accidentally crushed beneath the truck that he was working on in 2008. But after learning uh, that the after learning that Carl, 52, was a sole beneficiary of a life insurance policy on his 23-year-old son, they came to the conclusion that the father deliberately dropped the pickup truck on top of him. He was arrested last year and is charged with second-degree murder. Like, don't ever get no life insurance policies, man. I don't trust people and everything like that, man. I don't know. Like, the family will turn on you in a second. Like, man, I don't know.
That's cold-blooded.
But I'm very thankful for my family. I honestly don't think my family would kill me for any money. They'll leave me in jail if I fuck up or something like that or whatever, but I don't think they're going to kill me. So, you know, it works out that way. But, oh, shit, man. Motherfucking crazy-ass people and crazy-ass motherfuckers that should not have kids, man. This is just worldwide. Like I said, y'all, I'm looking at I just went through, like, 9 stories. I'm looking at, like, 40. You know what I mean? I'll see if anything else pops out real quick, or we're going to switch subjects when we get back. But we'll be right back, y'all. Slap Sunday, The Dagger, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, Slap Sundays. You can still got time to call in if you want to. 661-621-7559. Be right back.
I got two good loops, I got haters too hot. Buzzing like Tupac, giving that poopop. Getting that bounty money, straight motivation. Here, man, to ride hard, exercise my dedication. The life, set rules, use it like standards. Law flows, can't compete, let me rant you. Life theory, by the hands of a dice game. Money up, 38 tubs, chicks say my name. I guess it's me, lyrically, got babies singing eulogies. Banging Tony, it's me and you. But you and I, like I and I, the road of a bad guy, that's nice, precise. What I stand for, hardcore, will a little more. Then stand accord to the core, me times four. When we see, game of this beat, I attack life, I can send a team. Who can't eat for 3 weeks?
Money straight, making money. If you owe me, then you better run from me. I don't play, I'm no dummy.
About them all and change, the flow is up, will never change. Just people, cause they see you as a threat. Cause you doing it, and you're always fresh. I guess I'm a terrorist threat when I'm on the scene. Trying to get more money than I ever seen. Take trips to the deal, then I go to the league. Pay off the hip-hop police, my man will never cease. I need that Shaq money, that Denzel who been making money. That Michael Jordan shoe money, that government tax money. Get that drug king paying money, stop running, nigga running. My nature, mind battle on the scene. A hustling ambition, always on that green. Attitude, these red, my back views, these blue. So I execute my revenue, who pay due.
Money straight, making money. If you owe me, then you better run from me. I don't play, I'm no dummy.
Talk about my life. I mean, and my life might be similar to your life, so call it your life.
Brothers,
let's go.
My life.
It's all on me.
My life.
And that ain't free.
My life.
Can't take for granted.
My life.
Ain't how you thought about how you been.
My life.
It's all on me.
My life.
And that ain't free.
My life.
People hate the love, but love to hate. I'm single now, and I tell you why. I can't trust them, trust somebody die. Stress bad, sip 45, grip 45, count 45. 45, but you hate you, just my last. Don't need the fake, don't want the gas. My grind is sick, cause I want it bad. I turn my head, cause I want you, yeah. Keep it moving, no slowing down. We get it, got it, round after round. We up and ready, 247. After hours like 7-11. We know it, baby, we don't like to snitch. We don't like to lie, we don't wanna kill him. Pick the click up and we rolling. Live my life and keep it going. Best of mine and keep it growing. Reap my seeds and keep it sowing. Solo, solo. One life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. It's all on me. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. And that ain't green. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. Can't take for granted. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life. Ain't how you thought about how you been. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. It's all on me. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. And that ain't green. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. Can't take for granted. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life. Ain't how you thought about how you been. I do me, you do you. They die out, you stay true. Things change for the best and the worst. Learn from mistakes, grow from the hurt. I'm on like that, is you gone like that? How you rip up bar on a song like that? Work hard like that, get poor like that. So when you get together, take chunks like that. My life, make yours like that. Bless, no stress, no God like that. I fall like that, cause I'm all of that. One purpose, one me to fly high like a phoenix. Never fall down, never giving up. Gotta keep going, never getting stuck. People gon' hate, let them hate harder. I'm leaving my past, headed to tomorrow. Big thanks pop, little thanks stop. My life, put God on top. Then it comes second, third my guap. Music gon' bang, fans gon' rock. Ups and downs, downs and ups. People come and go, so what? Solo, YOLO. One life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. It's all on me. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. And that ain't green. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. Can't take for granted. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life. Ain't how you thought about how you been. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. It's all on me. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. And that ain't green. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. Can't take for granted. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life. Ain't how you thought about how you been. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. It's all on me. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. And that ain't green. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. Can't take for granted. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. Ain't how you thought about how you been. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. It's all on me. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. And that ain't free. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. Can't say for granted. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. Ain't how you thought about how you finish.
I must work the worst of him that sent me while it is day.
Yeah, man.
The night shall come when no man can work. That's one of the things I live by.
Call him a soldier.
The Lord is my life and my salvation. Who shall I fear?
Yeah.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Who shall I be afraid? That completes the service.
I'm more than a conqueror.
Yeah, man.
My heart is telling me to be different.
Stop
copying me. The whole wrong everything.
No return and I ain't going back. I think it's high time I finally got my life on track. I take one step forward, then three back. My niggas say it's on my soul, I want it back. Spent a lot of time dancing, so now I'm stuck. I see the reaper with a shovel, I'm like, what the fuck? I hear the devil in my ear, but I can't seem to shake it. I got a lot of bad habits, yet I can't break it. I got a lot of homies that done lost their soul. I think I need to repent before I'm dead and gone. All this bullshit and beef, I was getting old. I should've listened to the stories that the niggas told. Like this is gamble, play the hand I was dealt. I'm revealing all the feelings that I once felt. I ain't holding nothing back, I ain't sparing no feelings. So if you don't know me, stay the fuck up on my business.
Bugging me, man, I'm going insane. People just see the evil, fail to realize that I've changed. I guess there's no such thing as a clean slate or a new page. It really loses my screws, it's hard to control this rage. It's getting to this time where I'm at the day of age. I guess it's just too late, I'm searching for portrait that I paint. I'm at the point of no return, I don't really think to save. I've been praying every day for it to go away. Don't think that I can break this gate, find myself to escape. This fucked up life of mine is here to stay. My heart's telling me it's a game which I'm up to play. If they don't see nothing different, well then I guess that it'll never change. Releasing this beast and say they'll never be the same. There is no coming back, I created myself escape. See how I'm only happy when people mention my name. Fuck it, just swallow my pride, it left me with this to say.
My heart is telling me to be different.
find it, no return.
No return.
Bring it back.
Bring it
try
back.
To keep it real.
Keep it real.
Getting that.
Getting that.
Every time I move, it seems you gotta act.
Gotta
like
act.
A fucking fool.
Fucking ain't
digging that.
Digging
so
that.
We gotta do.
Gotta
do our own thing.
When
I reply to you,
reply to
you. Use your old name.
Old
I
name.
Treat you like my girl. You like a homie.
Homie.
And every dude you know, you're showing no shame.
No shame.
Now you see why I ain't digging this.
Digging this.
We not no Mormons, not polygamists.
Polygamists.
I'm so tired, girl, I'm sick of this.
Sick of
I tried it once and threw it back just like a licorice.
Licorice.
And you can't see why we ain't kicking it.
Kicking
it. The truth, I guess that we are all some different-ish.
Different-ish.
That's a lesson that I had to learn.
Had to learn.
We at the point of no return.
No return.
The nerve of you suckers, I pointing fingers trying to judge. When I was broke down to my last and needing to help you didn't budge. All I saw was bypassers and shoulder shrugs. And now you ask why I walk around with a grudge. All the ones that I used to help faded out. Now they suddenly got my back, now they see that I made it out. Sad truth, but that's the people that I deal with. When you're down, all your homies fall off real quick. Get back on and all your friends materialize. Every piece of love you had reappears before your eyes. Acting like they had your back since they won when they didn't. But they see your light shining right now and wanna get back in it. So now I play the back and keep to myself. Hit the grind out alone and don't count on nobody else.
Nobody else.
Focus on my goals and my dreams. And hold it down just for me and my team.
My
since the day I was born, I done made it 30 years, I still got lessons to learn. See, Dagger keeps an open mind in time, you all remember me. The L.A. niggas showing middle fingers to who's doubting me. The prophecy, so many niggas tried to steer me wrong. And so many bitches claim they love me cause my dick is long. I avoided baby tracks with lazy bitch and ghetto rat. And all them hating niggas that was plotting on my paper sack. That's a rack, you hear the track, we at the point of no return.
He's on fire,
fuck them, I ain't pissing on them, let him burn. A quarter turn, they let me go, the prosecutor did object. Cause I done did a lot of shit, but just ain't got me yet. Robbed a steal but didn't kill. Maybe I'll see heaven still. But it's hell on earth, that's why I'm smoking, drinking, popping pills. Let's make a deal. All you gotta do is stay up out my way. I'm past the point of thinking. I'ma listen to my heart say.
No return, this motherfucker. SME.
I'm gripping on the mic so hard that my fingers break, and the lyrics so cold that no one cares what singers making. These other rappers faker than the Jerry Springer station. This rap will get better, just make sure you bring your patience. Yeah, I said patience, I've arrived, stop the waiting. You can keep the hating, that gives me motivation. The dragon has awakened, spitting fire in your face, and now you looking like you shaking. This music has you taken.
But where is this taking me?
A desolate wasteland. Give me my space, man, I'm higher than a spaceman. This is so easy, man, I'm feeling like a caveman. I got people rolling even more than a rave can.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I'm getting really wild. I learned how to freestyle really early as a child. Before I could walk, I was flowing like the Nile. I came here to talk so we could be here for a while. So listen, motherfuckers, stupid suckers causing ruckus. Eat you up like hummus. To sum this up, don't fuck with us. You'll get thrown under the bus. If we have to hear your fuss, I'll pop you like a pimple and your head will be the pus.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding our mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken.
I'll leave the flow torn, ripped up like it's lacerated. Right when I was born I spit it, and that's not exaggerated. I can tell this got you mad, it's so bad you have to hate it. Now your girl's wanting more, my flow has her infatuated. Back in rap school, top of classes where I graduated. Now I'm like the principal, I'll teach you some, get educated. I'm an artist with the beat, I got this shit decorated.
Yo, is this mic working?
It's about to be annihilated. Holy shit, I'm killing it, don't lie to me, you feeling it? I'm not quitting this until I make a million, bitch. If the mic is blood, I'm spilling it. I told you I was killing it, the rap game's my empire. Give me beats and I'll be building it. I start with the beat, and then it's like construction. When I'm finished, you're confused like alien abductions. At least I think you will. That is my assumption. I know that the mic after this probably won't even function.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken.
You might think I'm smoking, you're right, I'm higher than the ozone. I rolled the blunt tight, smoked it, now I'm in my own zone. I break the mic in half when I flow just like my old phone. If you aren't feeling this, then bitch, you need to go home. If you don't like rap music, then you're in the wrong stadium. Give me the mic and I'll be balling up this gymnasium. Remember the name D, can't put that shit in your cranium. Going so hard on this beat, they'll rename it Titanium. I'll rep where I live too, that's in the 512. Down here we're never scared, you think I'd hide from you? In my squad, I got my goons, we do it big. In my crew, we kick it like we've all been trained in the art of Taekwondo. Ooh, that one hurt the mic, I might have left it bruised. It's alright, this flow is tight, I'll leave the crowd amused. I talk to rap music and my music they've approved. Now that I broke this mic, I prove my flow to you.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone get the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone get the DJ before he leaves it broken.
Yeah, I would keep rapping, but I don't think this mic's gonna be working too much longer, y'all. But y'all keep it sleazy, alright?
Peace.
These niggas got to be out they motherfucking mind.
Right?
They not tricking over nothing.
Fucking about fucking black.
They not doing nothing.
You ready, right? We're gonna deal with this fuckboy niggas right now.
There's been too much bullshit. And I heard they popping shit like they took over the block. They got to be crazy like, man, we not gonna do nothing.
Taking over our block, they out the fucking...
And we got coke shit. Now. And we got coke now.
Got coke
so after we shut this shit down, we getting right back on the block now.
Right,
I ain't worried about no cops or nothing. These niggas got to be silly, man. So after we finish mashing these niggas, we clean the bottom.
What up, homie?
Heavens, seeing through the rubble, the evil's in disguise. I'm a rebel to my devils, put the past in the coffin that I begin to shovel. I reason with the angels, I'm the voice of the ghetto. I'm a gold retriever, earn stripes from hunting zebras. I'm a born leader, I make moves like Max Keeble. I get lethal, war machine like Don Cheadle. It's the truth, nigga, sharper than the river full of needles. I'm a loose cannon, bite heads like prey mantis. A young savage, got pulled like two magnets. I crush planets, can't see me like Danny Phantom. And I spit acid, cause I'm colder than avalanches. Brace yourself, the revolution's begun. I'm Huey P. and Genghis Khan, integrated in one. No Jet Li, but you can call me the one. And I bring heat that come compared to the sun. So you better play dead like you a possum. I reek awesome, you niggas roaches in Joe's apartment. I'm gunning for the kill, I do it for the thrill. About my dollar bill, it's me and Kiddo Chill. You better write your will because I'm killing shit still. The truth has been revealed like I opened the seven seals. We the only real niggas left. Four boys to the death, nigga, we the fucking chill. Best.
A lot
nigga.
Asking me how I feel out the window through my emotions. Maybe this weed road is to blame. Lately been my potion. No more worries about love. Left Cupid drowned in the ocean. By any means is my motive. If left to them, you would never picture me rolling. So happens that we driving while we smoking. Her kiddo chill return. Must have thought these niggas was joking. The ruler in this my city. Was no rapper showing pity. Why expect leniency when leniency isn't chosen for many? I've been quiet too long. Now hit me loud like a semi. Kill them all, zombies existing. Fair warning niggas better get in line before I bend them out of shape. Hey, it's just that nigga you love to hate. All five blunts laced, think about CA and my target ABK. Leave you DOA all cause they similarities being lame. Need no reason to hate, shit, why bother? I'm telling you I'm that nigga, contain a high power. Chill, and these niggas wanna feel me now. Shit, all these bitches wanna feel me now. I ain't fucking with them, no way, no how. Re-up, nigga, give me all it now. It's my spot and I'm coming for it now. Re-up, nigga, give me all it now. Dino USA, here we run it now. Four boy nigga till they gun me down.
Just heard the fat man got knocked off.
What?
Yeah.
Man, man.
A little while ago.
Holy was you not?
No, it's serious business.
The fat man?
Yeah.
I heard something about that. You know that? Somebody shot him up with battery acid. Nasty. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, man. I heard they took some of that weight off his ass.
Oh, yeah.
What you mean?
Laying out with Syndicate, but.
Shooting at
it.
Shoot at
it. Anyway, my baby be in a couple of minutes, lay more money. Oh, man, and you niggas ever seen.
Well, this lady coming in with more money we ever seen.
Yeah.
Boom.
This nigga over here.
We don't try to do
it. Yeah, that chick.
Oh, man.
Right.
I know she can do it.
That's for you.
Man, I don't get that. Get what? That's texting shit. And what's wrong with texting? You mean aside from the fact that it's the stupidest f***ing thing in the world? I mean, why would anyone in their right mind spend 15 minutes trying to type some shit they could have called and said in 5 seconds? Plus, it involves typing with your thumb, which I just don't approve of. I don't know about you, but I don't have time to read nothing that a motherfucker type with his thumb. Fun fact, nothing typed by someone's thumb has ever been important. It's all just nigga technology anyway. What you call it? Nigga, technology for nigga. When you don't start tripping, call me a racist, because I don't mean nigga in a disrespectful way. I mean it as a general term for ignorant motherfucker. Anybody of any race can be an ignorant motherfucker. I be texting my ass off. Bitches like texting. I be texting them all the time. Matter of fact, I also be texting my weed man too, because you know he don't like to be on the phone, so I text him. Case in point.
Yo, make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger, 24/7, man. I don't give a fuck the show on or not. Go ahead, my
sister.
Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where you need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard The Dagger, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This is where champions are made. No distractions. Like a quick stop, don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive, daggers out of pocket, lions only taking lives, haven't looked into their eyes. Sparing out a rhyme, defeating every line. My seat is on the line, I'm nasty. You just keep my shit up on rewind, I'm not asking. Like one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and passing, you bastard. This is another classic. You should tell Houdini that I stole his fucking neck. I make it disappear, now she never wanna leave me. She never wanna leave. Shawty, hurry up, I'm begging her, now she never wanna leave. Shawty never wanna leave. Cause she hurt me up, I'm begging her, Shawty never wanna leave. She never wanna leave. Shawty, hurry up, I'm begging her, now she never wanna leave. Shawty never wanna leave. Cause she hurt me up, I'm begging her, Shawty never wanna leave.
Slap Sundays, The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, about to get up out of here. It feels good to be back, at least, You know, it's just really hard, and I apologize that Bang Out Radio has to feel the effects of the shit going on in my own personal life, but it's just hard, y'all. And grandmother's in the hospital right now. Hoping she make it out okay. Mom's just got out the hospital. You know, I'm trying not to go. Just job, dumb motherfuckers. I mean, everything's just hitting your boy all at once. But again, there's no excuse for me to be the person to say that if I want to do something, I'm going to do it. But at the same time, shit, I can't do everything. All right, so again, for those that know us up, for those that have been riding with Bang Out Radio off top, that's going to continue to ride with us through ups, downs, lefts, rights, whatever, thank you, and keep doing what y'all are doing, all right? And I promise y'all I'm going to do everything I can and step our game up and do what I got to do to bring y'all the best, or not even the best, the number one spot for independent artists, period. All right, Bang Out Radio. So, yeah, shouts out to MIA for coming through, hollering at me tonight. Let's see, again, anybody out there that's been sending me music, I'll tell you, I'm trying to get all y'all new music lined up so I can do Slap Sundays properly. I'm going to do it properly next week. I'm also going to do what I haven't done in a while also next week, too, with all the new music and everything. Again, I'm going to tag everybody as well. So on Facebook, so you follow along with the show and know who's getting played and who's not. Well, not who's not getting played, but just who's getting played as soon as it happens. So, again, make sure that you checked out the Bang Out Radio Facebook page. You like it. Make sure you add it as a friends list, either me or Queen, either way. My close Queen V. Either way, you'll be able to find the Bang Out Radio shit, all right? You can Google us. We got an Instagram. I don't know all the technicalities of that right now. I apologize. But, again, if you're looking for us, you can find us, all right? Bang Out Radio is not hiding nowhere, all right? So check us out. Again, you always look up the Dagger. I'm across all the boards everywhere. You'll find me out there if you're looking for me, or Queen V as well. And just, again, reality, all right? People, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep talking about the show, spreading word about the show. Keep supporting us because we support y'all, all right? Independent artists, keep sending me your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Send me your music, all right? Also, if anybody wants to get involved with Bang Out Radio, wants to come through, help out, you got something to bring to the table, or you want to make things a little bit easier, all right? But you got to be dedicated. You got to be able to do something, all right? Because if not, then there's no point in having you here, all right? Just being honest. But help is not required, but would be nice, all right? Because things may be able to go a little bit smoother. But, again, the lineup, because y'all know, in case you don't, Triple M Show tomorrow, Mo Music Monday, 7 to 7. Not 7 to 7, 7 to 9, West Coast Wednesdays, Hum Nights, Dagger, Queen V, Adult Matters and Adult Topics, you know, more so Ladies Night, you know, make sure you holler at us then, 9 to 11, Fuck You Fridays every Friday from 6 to 8, and then, of course, right back here every Sunday, Slap Sundays, all right, from 7 to 9, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, and y'all know where it is, y'all know what it do, y'all know what we about, so, again, roll with us, and if not, stay out the way, plain and simple, all right, don't get no easier than that. So, let's see, who's going to ride out with tonight? Let's let my girl Lyric ride us out tonight, all right, y'all? See y'all tomorrow night. I'm out.
Beach Blended.
you want me to? I'm a demeanor chick. I be on my demeanor shit. Down to do as you say. Each and every fucking day. You like it like that, daddy? Here go the keys to the caddy. When you come back, I'll be through. Ready to ride and be down for you at any cost. You pay me, you the boss. Give orders and I obey. You got it your way. Not to complain. I play the game, Madden NCAA. Still the same. Lyric be here every day. I'm the last to your name. Rename the game. Cause daddy good, I like it that way.
Planet.com.